In November 2023, I had the honor of being a co-host of the Network to Heal Summit, which was created by Matthias and Doris Badner with fellow co-host Nathaniel Schwartz. The following episode is a taster of the interview which Matthias did with Elisa Timmermann, and I will be sharing more taster episodes with you over the coming days. If you enjoy this lecture and would like to purchase the Summit package to have full access to all the lectures plus bonus content, then Matthias has organized a massive discount for my listeners. The package is normally €295, but if you use the code NETWORKTOHEAL200, you will receive a €200 discount, meaning you can get the entire Summit package with bonus content for only €95. To access this, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German. Scroll to the bottom of the page where it says secure your conference package now and enter the discount code NETWORKTOHEAL200. Easy peasy. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, hello and very welcome everybody to this, interview with Elisa Timmermann. I'm so happy, Elisa, that we are here together again and can discuss trauma, because, you know, in the courses which you did in the academy, it popped up so much, you know, so many traumatic situations popped up. Ah, you see, you put already on the presentation on. We are so much traumatized, but let's maybe start. And I would ask you, what is a trauma in your understanding?
Yeah, that is in a way the first question, because I really feel that the word now is overused.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of source of everything or something. We are traumatized, we are. So, of course, I thought enormously much about it. I even thought, should we leave the word trauma? Because mm-hmm. in a way, then you talk from a certain pathology, while I really see that the experiences we get in life is part of our learning path.
Mm-hmm.
And it teaches us, it helps you how to come into paradise. It helps you how to come over certain terrible, difficult experiences, but you learn deeply how to, not only how to survive, but you learn also that life and death is part of the whole circle.
Hmm.
As the Egyptians say, that we start living after death. And you know, so first of all, I like to tell you that went in the Western world very much out of order, because the disconnection, the late, say, the last 80 years is the disconnection with our spiritual world. And when you disconnect it from the spiritual world, and when you cannot grow into your higher self, you see everything as a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see that these losses bring you to a spiritual connection with your, what we call, with your higher self. So in the first place, a trauma is that some part of you is disconnecting from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in fact, is the trauma that you suppress, or you have to suppress by the action reaction pattern, some part of yourself. So you cannot digest it, you cannot integrate it. That is what we normally use, mention as a trauma. The spirit gets disconnected from the self, from the body, and then you cannot feel happy anymore. because you're living in what we say in different personas. I show you, I made a little PowerPoint about it. So here, what happens, you get threatened, and the nervous system is becoming extremely active.
Mm-hmm.
And a physical trauma is very easy to see. It's, you know, you have an accident, or there are problems during your birth process, and that is very easy to see in the birth process. We know already lots of remedies which can help us very, very easily. So in the physical world, the trauma can be treated quite well. But the psychological trauma is something completely different. And the psychological trauma also has its base in our physical world, but also in our mental, emotional, spiritual world. So let me see. You know, it's the nervous system becomes extremely active, and it's what we call an overwhelming experience. And that is where you get disconnected from your body and from your mind, and you feel hopeless and helpless in this experience. We're going to talk about Buddhaya later on, but mm-hmm. you must understand that, for example, a woman starts deciding that she is mistreated by her husband and needs to go out of the relationship, or she is beaten up or abused. So you have that you want to leave the house, and you have that you want to take your children with you, and maybe your children need to go in another school. Maybe you have to find a better financial situation. You lose your house. So it's a whole complex of experiences where you start running, working, organizing, and you have no time anymore. That basically the trauma started when you got beaten up for nothing or whatever, that you were in shock about what is happening in your relationship. And it becomes a total overwhelming experience. You have no time to digest or integrate what has happened in the relationship, and it becomes so overwhelming, and you become so exhausted and so nervous, and you have to continue. You have to bring your children in a safe place. You have to, and that is where you immediately can think of Buddhaya. That's not like Anika. You walk into a car, you fall down, you have a swelling or something, and you go to the hospital. That's a completely different trauma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you go into the feeling of being hopeless and helpless. So you mm-hmm. kind of jump over all kind of action and reaction elements in your body, and you try kind of sleep or something or whatever, but you feel deeply hopeless, and you run, you do things, and you end up in what we call the miasmatic miasma.
Mm-hmm.
Your, how you say this in German, you exclude from yourself all the action and reactions.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of become some kind of numb, and you just start running.
And what is the difference between, sometimes, you know, we have experienced the trauma sometime, but in real life, we even don't recognize it.
Exactly. This is, yeah.
And then we suddenly feel that we are in in a harass with some people, and we have a conflict, and we are not, and we think this is how we are, but we are actually not at home. We are actually not in a coherence. So
this is exactly what I mean.
No.
Continue a little bit, just to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think a bit from the child, it's for example, you have been drowning and there is suffocation. These are all very clear traumas, or you have been exposed to extreme temperatures or natural disasters like storms or whatever. And then you have sudden loud noises from the media, which brings you in an agonized state. And mm-hmm. an agonized state is very easy to see, meaning you're oversensitive to noise. You think you're going to die. And you get this whole adrenaline goes up, and it's very clear, and you give agonize.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, family problems like violence and sexual issues, that's a whole different area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A whole different area where you, in fact, talk about. And this is what we can say, some kind of unconscious trauma, something which lies in your unconscious and you have tried to survive.
Yeah.
The beauty about good, well-prescribed, deep acting trauma remedies like Budlaya, it brings it to the surface, what really has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when the body starts understanding, when it gets inside what really has happened, it already solves a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so let us just continue a bit about this. The body gives impulses to move, but the body disobey and doesn't move. And trauma symptoms are developing. You are in a situation where your body is not moving anymore, when you're not active anymore, when you can't defend yourself, you can't run away, for example, and anxiety and irritability is coming, you know, is starting to come up. And all this substance, they go inward instead of outward. And it all starts to play a role inside of you, and you don't know where it's coming from. It's disconnected from what we say, the story.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then you develop numbness. You develop numbness, and you do your things in a numb way. And that means as soon as you do your things in a numb way, there is no joy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There is no love anymore. There's no
mm-hmm.
heart action anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you want help, but you don't know how, what kind of help you are needing, because you are not connected to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the body forgets the story. The body forgets the story.
Hey.
And there are many people around you who want you to forget the story.
You're right. Mm-hmm. This is also something which brings me to, as you say that, there are people who want you to forget the story. The body forgets the story, of course. Because the body wants to survive, and maybe for the mind it's too much to keep it all the time, and maybe we can also later talk about the relation of the persecutor and the victim, because I feel the persecutor is a victim as well, and that's why he's persecuting. But maybe we can talk about that later, because I feel it's a very important topic to talk about, and also to heal that and to understand that, so that we can get out of this cycle.
Yeah, we go in. I go used to show psychological how this comes, how mm-hmm. why this happens. We first finish this a bit, mm-hmm. and then we
yeah.
do another one, and then it's very. It becomes very clear. Mm-hmm. Only you need to know when we have started to be numb and when we start to forget, because the mm-hmm. whole brain starts to want to forget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As soon you get this idea that you start understanding things, meaning starting to have compassion for your own self.
Mm-hmm.
And with this compassion, you start to talk about things
mm-hmm.
with compassion, and the story can come.
Yeah.
But only when we bring in, and I want to stress this very much, when we bring in the compassion for the self, and then later for maybe the persecutor, how you call it, persecutor. But yeah. then, you know, when we start having compassion, it's not coming automatically. It comes with insight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget it. It mm-hmm. needs the insight.
So we cannot yeah. just have compassion or understanding. This would be the Stockholm syndrome then. So we should first have really feel the, yeah, feel. That's coming, connect to the feeling again, right?
With compassion.
With compassion. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's a task. That's a task.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we gave in our teachings, you know, in the Banner Academy,
mm-hmm.
we are doing the course to integrate what we call Maria Magdalena.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, and what we call also the first paragraph of Hahnemann, listening with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also listening to these voices inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because then these terrible dreams can come to the surface. Yeah?
So there is one part in us, like, who is... giving an atmosphere of love to the voices which are inside, right? Is it like that? So you have,
yeah.
you are like a mother to yourself, or, you know, like, or you're a higher spirit to yourself. So you let yourself, the parts which are hurt and in the story, you let them, you open them up, let them open up with this self-compassion. Is it like that, what you mean?
Yeah, and paragraph one from the Organon is the paragraph that
yeah,
it's very beautiful, that Hahnemann starts with that, to listen, just to mm-hmm. witness, to listen, to mm-hmm. be there.
Mm-hmm.
And another, you know, example who did that and teaches that is Maria Magdalena. But you,
mm-hmm.
you need first to kind of learn not to judge yourself. Yeah? Not mm-hmm. to blame yourself, not to judge yourself, because then the deep trauma cannot come to the surface. You keep it in a, mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. a separate part of yourself.
Yeah.
You think that is wrong. Just close the door there. My father did that and that for me. So we close the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts to have a life on itself, because it's a negative prison where you have put that part in the prison. And then the compassion helps you to relate to it again,
mm-hmm.
to relate to it. And then with the relationship, with the relating, the compassion comes.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that everything what stops you reliving the trauma is anger and irritability and judgment, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so these are things you you need to know as when you work with others, you know. You need to work on that in a daily, because there is enormous much shame about, for example, sexual traumas. There is enormous much shame. So when you don't talk with this level of compassion to the ones who were part of that, then the one who is the victim is keeping that separate in the body. And then from this separate part in the body, you start to have symptoms. Start to have feeling of numbness, feeling of paralysis. You start to, you cannot, you there's no joy in your life, and you keep it all the time apart from yourself. So that's a very important part. And that's why I was so impressed. I have to tell you this, Matthias. I was so impressed with a woman. She called me up when I was now 14 days ago, 3 weeks ago in the United States. And her family had a child in Israel, and the child is hostage they are completely upset, this woman, and she went to one of our students in the United States who is in our course, and she said, can you close your eyes and feel the remedies, what you need? Can you please just do it yourself? So she was she went over all the remedies just with her hands, this woman, and she was choosing blindly forgiveness.
Oh, wow.
So our student calls me up, and she tells this story. She says, Alice, this is what happened yesterday. And she took two remedies, Maria Magdalena, trust and forgiveness. But the first one was forgiveness. And then, yeah, I was thrilled. You know, the colleague of us, she said, I have to tell you this. This is what happened.
Beautiful.
To choose in this very stressful situation, that you choose this remedy means that the woman had already a lot of compassion in herself, you see, and it was so beautiful, and she was using the remedies, and it made the family really coming, you know, quiet and to themselves, and she was so thankful. I mean to say that, so this woman is not developing symptoms now. She's not getting sick. So what I discovered in 1992 already, where I was treating a lot of chronic disease, paralyzes. I became known because I treated multiple sclerosis, so I got lots of multiple sclerosis patients, and they all have paralyzes and numbness. And I discovered by the use of the homeopathic remedies that there was a trauma behind nearly each chronic disease.
So this is, I think this is very important what you're saying, and this is what is the also a huge understanding that we understand, that we get that the chronic diseases are mainly caused by a unresolved trauma, right? And which are the most, do you work individually? So, or do you have certain remedies which pop up more often when you do this, when you do this work and work with people?
I want to tell you that all causticum remedies, magnesium causticum, natrium causticum, calcium causticum, and causticum have been, you know, amazing, have been giving light to so many people. Yeah.
Yeah, this is good for all the colleagues who are listening so that they have an eye on that and yeah, see if they, yeah, might.
When we did the seminar or summit, when you get about a longer lecture, you will see all the cases related to these remedies and you see all the, you know, but this is, yeah. And then other many men, but it stays with us the same. Conium has a total different background. Conium is complete suppressed sexuality, and the sexuality is transformed into the higher self, meaning in the connection with the spiritual forces. But there are many traumatic experiences for men and women in the religious world where the sexuality is suppressed and where you get cancer because of this. Other, you know what I mean, a whole other line. And the body needs to live. The body needs to feel alive. And when you feel not alive in some part of your body, then there is a problem. Yeah? And that is, you know, that's very simple. The body needs to feel alive. Life in the whole body.
Yeah.
And in connection with every part of your body. Yeah. Other, of course, big trauma is that we, you know, not feeling and then, you know, being and living in the head and disconnected from the body gives a big group of you know, big symptoms, big pathologies. And yeah, let us just I want to say that you know, we were in the Second World, you know, we grew up after the Second World War where the concentration camps were and where our country was taken. And the village I live now, it's partly completely destroyed in 44. All the houses and, you know, at the coast, because they made a big wall at the coast and all the ancient old houses are taken down. So we see nearly every day still what has happened. So I want to tell you, it takes 80 years to come out of deep traumas. And that is the same for Ukraine and the same for Palestine and Israel, of course. So it's so important to be to do prophylaxis, to live in peace, and to bring peace back. And I showed you in our Lacumanum course that that there has been evidence that all countries who were breastfed, or, you know, tribes and things, they did not see wars in the ancient time. And one of our big traumas is, in fact, when we started to have territory, when we said, this is mine and this is yours. And it's not natural to the human being to be like that. It's organized crime, in fact. It's not, you know. And when we don't solve that on a deeper level, yes, we continue having all these traumas. And I'm also thinking a lot about that most of the traumas which were given to children or young people, you know, people who didn't have part of this organized, you know. And so the in when we talk about Costigan, for example, there is a time in our life that is the time between 6 and 12, then is that you have the development of justice. Nearly every child goes through a time for 3-4 years that they feel everything is some kind of injustice. Mm-hmm. Your brother get more sweets than you. I don't know. You know, it's this time where the mind cannot still not be refined in his judgment. So the judgment in Costigan usually, or the trauma usually has already started between 6 and 9 or 10. And that is where the child would have needed insight, would have needed, you know, sharing what is really happening, why I feel this way. And then through the sharing and to the compassion for the problem, the child goes easily, you know. But when it doesn't get, you know, in Costigan, we think very black and white. It's your fault.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
The child thinks in these black and white elements, and then it builds up a kind of, you know, trauma already, because they think this is injustice. Out of the blue, this is felt as injustice. And yeah, so you have these times where you get stuck in your development stages, and it's in a way the path of you are walking on, that you need to have this experience to come over them.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need to do with self-value, self-judge, self-compassion, and good morality to yourself also. Costigan is very strongly related to the moral brain. The moral brain is developing between 6 and 9 and 10, and that is where the brain of morality is developing. That brain can only develop when there is love from the parents.
Mm-hmm.
When there is no good connection to the parents, the moral brain is not developing. And you start beating up other people without any moral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without any shame or whatever. And you see, so these arms, these containers of your parents need to be there to develop also.
Okay.
Yeah. And where in Romania they found the children without parents and they never got any compassion, they found that in the brain, that moral not here is not developed at all and will never develop after.
Oh, okay.
It's so far. You can become a serial killer or whatever. You can go in the war and just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the moral is out. And that's, you know, that is what we need to understand these things.
Hi, homies. I'm sorry to stop the episode here, but the good news is that you can still access the massive discount which Matthias has organized for my listeners, that is you. To listen to the rest of the episode, as well as the entire Network to Heal conference package plus bonus content, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German, scroll to the bottom of the page where it says Secure Your Conference Package Now, and enter the discount code Network to Heal 200. Enjoy!